Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 24th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumas, Perek Tashii, Mishnah Dalad. Gedulei Truma, Truma. The things that grow from Truma are considered Truma themselves. If a person sowed Truma, which he's not allowed to do, then what grows from it, the Chachamim banned it from being eaten by anyone who's not a Kohen. It was a Gezeras Chachamim. Why did they make this gezerah? That's because they're worried about the Kohen having truma, which is tamei, which obviously he can't eat, but he might wait till he can get the right opportunity to sow it in the ground, knowing that it'll afterwards, if the halacha was that after the crop growing from it will be chulin. The problem there is that until he gets to sow it, there could be a disaster. Someone might eat from it while they're tamei. One, a Kohen might eat from it while it's tamei, and not realize that this is truma that is not being that is not tahor, and that's a big avera for a kohen to love not to eat to truma which is tamei. So because of that, they said even if you sow it, all the growths that come from it, all the crops that come from it, will be treated as truma. However, v'gidulei gedulin, if you then took what grew from that, let's say a person did sow the truma and he had a crop coming out of it which we now call gedulei truma, and he sowed that crop that was gedulei truma, then the next crop that grows, which we call gedulei gedulin, that's chulin. The rabbis didn't go that far to make that also. Aval ha-tevel, but when it comes to tevel, tevel is produce that has had no truma maisers taken from it. It's also to be eaten. Umaser rishon, or the first tenth that was given to the kohen, they're given to the levi, but the levi hasn't yet taken the trumas maiser, the tenth of his tenth, to give to the kohen. So he's not allowed to eat it either until he does that. And what grew from seeds that fell in the ground before Shemitah, they grew of their own accord, and there's a gezerah not to eat this. Utrumas chutzlaretz, or the truma that comes from crops of chutzlaretz, whether the din did separate trumas on imidrabanan, v'hamaduma, or truma that's been mixed with chulin, and you don't have 100 parts of chulin for one part of truma, so it's also to be eaten by non-kohen. Va'bikurim, or bikurim, which you have to bring up to the Beis HaMikdash and give to the Kohen, if any of these things were sown, gedulein cholin, what grows from them will be cholin. Any crop coming out of them will definitely be cholin, if they were sown. And they will not have the din, they will not have the same din of strictness of the things that were sown in the ground. What's the reason? Well, the Shalm explains, with tevel, most of the tevel, most of it is cholin. There's only going to be a bit of it, which is later on going to be separated as truma maaser. So since most of it is chulin, the Chacham did not make a gzera, and they said what grows from it, if you did sow it, what grows from it will not be considered tevel at all. It'll be considered, you can eat it. Most of it is chulin. What about the svicheshviz, what grew of its own accord in the Shemitah year? That's because it's unusual, because it only applies in the Shemitah year. So it's not so common, this case. Similarly, the case of Truma of Chutzlaretz, again, it's not common. The Chacham did not make a gzera in that case. And also Bikurim. Since with Bikurim, they only apply to the seven kinds, the seven special species with which Eretz Yisrael was blessed. So therefore, they consider like things which are not Mitzrayim, things which are not so prevalent. And therefore we say that even if that was sown in the ground, the gedulin will be chulin. But when do we say this? This is something where the seed, whatever's been sown, is going to disintegrate or decay in the ground and germinate, and then you'll have a new grain. But if it's a dovoshe, which we call ein zarekala, that means that the seed does not get completely eaten up or disintegrate or merges into the ground. For example, onions and garlic, then even gidule gidulin, what grows from what grows is also, even if you planted another crop and what grew from that crop came up, that's called gidulin, that would also be also. And that's because the actual initial things, initial seeds have not disintegrated and they're still there. Gidule hakdish masasheni, what happens if a person sows a kilo of hakdish or a kilo of masasheni? And quite a few kilos grew, chulin. All the gidulin, they're considered chulin, even if it's something that doesn't disintegrate. Or foide oisom, and he can redeem them, bizman zaram. Or he has to redeem all the gedulim, all whatever grew, in at the value of it is bidmei hazara. Basically, it's according to what it was worth when he sowed it. So if he sowed $100 worth of Hektish or $100 worth of Maaseh Sheni, that's what he has to redeem them for, like you would normally deem Maaseh Sheni or Hektish. Mishnah Hay. So Meo Ligna Shel Truma V'Achas Shel Chun. What happens if there's 100 lignon? Some say lignon means a bed. It's like a bed which is sown in many rows are in a field, and there's 100 beds of truma, and one row of chulin. I don't know which one's the chulin one. Kulin mitorin, they're all permitted. Bidavash zarekala. When if it's something that the seed will decay in the ground, or the truma, the actual truma will decay in the ground, and new crop will come up, that's called zarekala. Like wheat, barley, they both of these, they will be all right. All the growths are tohar because the chachamim were makel, the chachamim were lenient in this gedulei truma, and they said that one row of chulin will be matter, will permit even 100 arugas of truma, even though it's greatly unnumbered by the truma. But that's because it's zarekala, the seed decays in the ground. The original truma is going to decay anyway. Avol bedover shein zarekala, but if he sowed things which the seed, the original bulb, is still going to be there, for example, onions, afilu meyo shel chulin v'achas shel truma, even if there's 100 of them with chulin, one of them truma, so you've got an ample majority there, we shouldn't battle it. Kulin is certain. We say that the whole mixture is osur. You can't, anything that's mechub lekarka, anything that's connected to the ground, is not going to be bottle, echod emeya, one in 100, because it's still growing. So it doesn't help to have 100 of chulin and one of trumah. All going to be asur and all going to be asur.